Tuesday, June 20th. Staff meeting this morning, some discussion of the HR1 compromise. There's now a lot of movement on both sides towards the president's position. And we have to emphasize there's no chance of the president moving to a liberal compromise. Ehrlichman's meeting today with Long and Bennett. They feel we must sell the point that HR1 is a compromise already, and to we've got to counter the charge that the president won't compromise. We've got to counter the charge on the basis that the president won't compromise by saying that he already has, and that he can't move further because he'll lose support. Consumer price index is going to show a sharp increase, especially in food. It'll be up 1.8% on meat, which is a problem. McGregor gave a good report on the mayor's conference, strong support for the president, from a lot of the Democratic mayors, and a very good group of Republican mayors. Congressional guys say they can't beat the Mansfield Amendment straight out, but we can pass a substitute amendment that would fit the House resolution, that they'll probably vote on that this week. We got back into the Democratic break-in again. I told the president about it on the plane last night, and he was somewhat interested. The more he thought about it, it obviously bothered him more, because he raised it in considerable detail today. I had a long meeting with Ehrlichman and Mitchell, into which we added Kleindienst for a little while and John Dean for quite a while. Conclusion was that we've got to hope that the FBI doesn't go beyond the necessary in developing evidence, and that we can keep a lid on that, as well as keeping all the characters involved from getting carried away with any unnecessary testimony. The president was concerned about what our counterattack is, our PR offensive to top this. He feels that we've got to hit the opposition with their activities. Also put out the point that the libertarians have created public callousness. Do they justify this kind of thing less than stealing the Pentagon Papers or the Anderson files and so on? He feels we should be on the attack for diversion, and not just take it lying down. He raised it again several times during the day, and it obviously is bothering him. He had Colson over to talk about it, and then later called me a couple of times on various specifics. He called at home tonight saying he wanted to change the plan for his press conference and have it on Thursday instead of tomorrow, so that it won't look like he's reacting to the Democratic break-in thing. Also, so as to give the McGovern New York primary story a better ride tomorrow. So we're juggling the schedule all around to work that out. End of June 20th.